Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Yudal. Picking up on Yudal, three lines down. Continuing on, we said yesterday there are two Teyuftas going on over here, and now we have the Teyufta of goes not only of Rabbi Elazar, but rather the Teyufta of Shmuel Batarti. Teyufta of Shmuel Batarti, and that is Chadak Rabbi Elazar. One of them is the same one that we knocked off Rabbi Elazar, the Hamuki Masnisa B'Shein Chayiv Modeh. Because what did Shmuel say? Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar both said our Mishnah is talking about a case where the one who is chayev, he's not modeh that he's owed anything, which goes straight up against the brisa. So that's one. V'chada, and another one is the Amr Shmuel matza shtar hakna b'shuk. Shmuel says we found a shtar hakna, that is, you know, that the shtar that is makna one's is meshabed someone's stuff, you know, makes it lean against his stuff. Yachsi labayla, if you return it to the owner, v'loch hashil l'peron, we're not worried about. Maybe it was paid off. Rashi says, "I feel ain chayav moda, even if it's not moda." Isa de peron mikra have a karele v'hoch katani af al pi shishneim modim etc. So it's a v'loch hashin le peron. So what comes out there is teyufta. This knocks him out to katani acha because the Bryce says af al pi shishneim modim. Even both of them are maskim. That it was lost, lo yachser, lo lezel, lo lezel, you don't return it to either one of them. Al mechashin l'peron, we are worried about peron. V'chol shekein, the hacha, the lo, mode love, and certainly over here, where the guy is not mode, the chashin l'peron, we're worried about the fact that it's paid up. So this goes against Shmuel, that even where the borrower doesn't admit to the fact that he owes it, you go and you return it. Because according to him, we don't have to be worried about the fact that it's paid up. Okay, so the point is that we just knocked off Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel. They're both Dunskis. Now, Amr Shmuel, my time at Rabbanan. What is the pshat in the Rabbanan's opinion? Rashi says to Amri that they say, Ki ein bo achayis nechasim gova af min ha-mishubadim. This was the Rabbanan had said in the Mishnah, Yerbe Tzim Abeis, Machlokas, they said that even if there is Ki ein bo achayis nechasim, still, they're gova, even from the meshubadim, and therefore you don't go and you return it, lo lezeh, lo lezeh. What's pshat? Savi achrayas tosofer. They hold, we saw this way back in Ksuas, that achrayas is a mistake from the sofer. Rashi says, kishenu kasa b'shtar sofer hu sha'asa, shata'ah. When it's not written in the shtar, it's a sofer made a mistake. Aval zeh lo love lo ma'osav b'lo achrayas d'chasa. A person was not lending without any sort of shibud, any sort of achrayas. The lo shadi inish zuze b'kadi. People wouldn't just throw away their money. Amalei ra. So therefore, if that's the case, it's considered like it was written over there, and therefore, don't return it. Even if it's not written over there. Zag zokt, the... Yeah, okay, now. Amar le Rav bar iti le Rav idi bar oven, umi amar Shmuel. How can Shmuel really say that if there's nothing written over there that we consider that it's there because it's a mistake of the sofer? For Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said that shvach shvar v'shibud... Tzarech limalech, this has to be written down. What are we talking about over here? So let's say we have our case of these two guys, got Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven goes and he sells a field to Shimon, and then what happens is, in the meantime, I mean, really, there was already a lien that was on the field to somebody else. So what happens now, Reuven, you know, his loan shark comes out, and he's like, hey, you got any money? He's like, I don't have the money. So he goes to Shimon. He says, all right, pay up, boy. Give it to me. He becomes, you know, Lekuchos. You go from the Lekuchos. So he goes and he takes it. Now, Shimon, if Shimon, when he went ahead and he ended up buying it from him, he set up in there tonight that Reuven is going to make sure that he's going to pay him back if there's going to be a loss over here. And he's going to pay him for the value of the field and whatever shevach he put into it. Then Reuven has to go and do it, right? And not only that, but also the same idea in terms of a shibud, that this has to be written also. So what do we see? Tzarech l'malach, it's got to be written over there, straight up. So we see Shmuel over here saying that shibud has to be written in, and if it's not written in, then it doesn't exist. Says Rashi, so for tzarech l'malach ma'amoch estes chaveru, he has to ask the seller whether or not he wants to have this in there or not in there. So it seems like he's saying over here that it's got to be straight up. We're going against what Shmuel said, that even if it's not there, it's still going to work. Lema man da amar ha, lo amar ha. Do you want to say that the one who said in the name of Shmuel didn't say the other one in the name of Shmuel? Therefore, we have machlokas in the world of Shmuel. Rashi says, "Va'amarayinu va'alibit Shmuel." It's a machlokas amarayim in the world of Shmuel. Says Gemara, "Lo kasha kan b'shtar halva the loyav inis zuze b'chdi kam b'mekachum mekar David inis dezavin ara liyome." When it comes to shtar halva alone, there people don't want to just throw away their money. Rashi says, "Tov sofer given the lo achel peros v'lo mishani midi is want to lose everything lo shadi zuze b'chdi lo osfe b'lo achrayus." Again, but nothing. And when we say that the Sheba is considered it's there. But with Mekachum Memkar, when you're dealing with the case of the sale, which we just threw in that last case, of where is Shvach, Shvar B'Shibud, those things going on over there, Da'avinish, Da'avin Ar Liyome, and that type of thing is lav dafka that it's considered there, because maybe a person's going to buy a piece of land for one day, and it's not going to be a loss over there. Rashi says, "Asapik yom echad shema lo yitrefu mimenu v'mitrefu shema lezman meruba v'ochel b'toch kach perus harbi." He ends up getting a lot of things for that particular day, so it's not just throwing away his money for nothing. How do we know that he holds that there's a difference between these type of things, whether it was a loan or it's a sale? Kehi davua bar ihi, like we find with avua bar ihi, zavan alisa me'achze. He bought a alisa, is like an aliyah, the upper, you know, the attic from his sister. And asa balchov tarfamine, balchov came and took it from him. Yeah, his sister owed somebody money, and they came along and they just swiped from him, the Lukuchos. This is a nice sibling rivalry. Now she has to go and pay him, but she didn't do it. And also, the Kamid, my Shul, came in front of Shmuel. Amalei, Kasvalach Lacha Achrayas, the Shulach Achrayas. Amalei, lo, no. So Amalei, Imkain, Zil Lashlama. If that's true, go and Lashlech Lashlam, go in peace. Rashi says, Inkan Odin, Shemachla. Like, sorry, man, you don't have anything here. You can't get the money. Amar lei. So then he came along and he says to Shmuel, "I v'hamar who da amar achrayas tov sofer." You said it's a tov sofer. Amar lei hani mili b'shtar alva b'shtar mekachamem karlo. David inish is of an ayrelamik. Some people can go and take it for even one day. Amar abaye Reuven shemachas tov l'shimon b'achrayas. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon with achrayas. Okay, so he says, basically, Shimon, don't you worry about it. If someone goes and takes it from you, if I have someone who I owe money to, and therefore my stuff is meshubed, I take a chayis. So basically, Rashi says, "Im yitrefu mimenu yishalem lo." I'll pay you for it. Ba bal chov de Reuven v'katar flemin, and this taka happens. Dina who the halacha is the azal Reuven mishtar yedina bahadei. That Reuven can go and say to the guy who just swiped the field, the third party, he could say, "Oh no, it's not true. I paid you back, or you owe me money, and therefore this is really mine." Rashi says, "Lashli dinah b'adei the balchov l'salko me'al Shimon shekol bechol taina sheyuchal liton v'lomer I paid you back for asicha kach v'kach or kach v'kach yishle alecha tavia or I have a tavia on you, and therefore I don't v'ani me'akev chov zeh tachtov and holding this." In lieu of you paying me back, v'lo matzi amarle, and that guy can't say to Reuven lav bal devarm didiat, like you have no shaychus to me. In other words, when you have two people dealing with something, and a third party comes up and says, you know, starts to plead the case with them, guys should say, "Bro, like, who are you? Like, what do you have to do with this? Leave me alone. I don't have to listen to it all." In this case, you can't say that this guy's coming to Shimon and taking from him, and he's going to say to Reuven, "Sorry, man, I'm dealing with Shimon over here because this now is his property." Because really, it was Reuven owing to this guy, so he's not able to go ahead and say no arguments over here, right? To the Amalei, because Reuven could say, "The mafkas mine alai di hadar, this land that you're going to take away from this guy is going to he's going to come back to me, and therefore I'm going to have to because I guaranteed it to him." And therefore, I'm still part of this idea, and I could argue as much as I'd like. Some say that even if there's no achrayus, you could also get involved. It's not pleasant to me that he should have a taina against me, and therefore I am allowed to get involved in this case and allowed to discuss it. We saw this, by the way, back in the Bava Kama days. V'yomar Abaye, Reuven shemachar sadeh l'shimon shelo b'chayis. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon without a guarantee, and v'yatza aleh asikin, and then you have asikin, that means the people come to protest the fact of really if Reuven even owns it in the first place. Rashi says, Orin kumo is askerim, Orin, people are coming, some sort of arguments on this and protesting this can't be, he never even owned it. Really, they said this stuff really belongs to us. What's he doing selling our land? When did they protest the ownership of this? Achilo hichzigba, if Shimon didn't yet come and take it. Beep, turn the page. Yudalim abeis. Yochalachzav. Then he's able to go ahead and back out of it. Rashi says, we're talking about upishalo nasan mos, when he didn't yet give the money. So Shimon didn't pay, he can go out, he can get out. But once, he already did it. Enyo yochalachzav, you can't go and back out of it. Says Rashi, Enu Yochalachzav, but if I feel low enough, even if you give money, Shakaka Nikus Bechazaka, Vamos, Salzem Malva. And because it's done, the way that it works is through Chazaka. So if he does that, then it's already a done deal. The Amar Lay, because now Reuven gets to Yisrael Shimon, Chaisa de Kitri Savart Vikibat. You knew about this and you accepted, literally means a bag that's full of knots. Rashi says, Sak Malik Sharim. Right? You're willing to do it. Without going pushing me to say that I have to guarantee that I'm going to pay back. Maybe I have a chazaka. One point is you can say chazaka. Chidayish amitza. When he goes, he walks around the borders. Rashi says, Mesakin gvule asada umagbiam. He goes and he sets up, he walks around the borders and he gets ready to make a fence over here. Vik da'ami, some say that a filu b'chayis nami, even if it's sold b'chayis, even when Reuven guarantees the fact that he's going to pay him in case it gets taken, still you can't back out of it at this moment, right? Because the Amalei, because he could say to him, that means Reuven, because he's Shimon, Achvi Tarpach, show me the Tarpach. Rashi says, what is that? That's a shtar that's given to say, this guy's land was taken, now you have to basically pay him back. So show it to me, and then I'll go and I'll pay you. But until that happens, no, just hold on to what's going on right now, and then we'll deal with it when we cross that bridge. Someone sells a field to his friend, turns out it's not really his. Says Rashi, she'eno shalo, shalo ha'isa shel mocher, wasn't the seller's, shalhisa gezula b'yodo, he stole it, v'nigzal, and the one who owned it actually comes and he takes it. So Rav Amar Rav says, lo, yesh lo ma'os. He can go to the original seller who is just a thief over here and, get the money back for it. V'yesh lo shevach, and he also has shevach. If in the meantime, let's say I buy a field from you and you really stole the land and you gave it to me. Oh, that's not so nice. Let's flip it. Let's say you buy a field from me because I'm the god of I steal and I give it to you. And then you go and you start working the land. You can come back to me and get the money back because really it really belongs to Bob. He comes and he takes it from you. Not only can you get the money you paid, but you could also demand that the amount of money that you spent to improve the land should also go back to you. I have to pay you as well. And Rashi points out, V'im tomer nigzal yitein ha-shevach. What do you mean? Let the guy, Bob, he should go and pay for the amount that you put in. That you put some fertilizer or whatever it is, Shari Shivu Karka Mishubachas, even back a better land. Says Gemara, no, we're talking about a kid. Rashi says, Kigon Shigos Mishubachas Vechsifa Biaragazan. It's when I stole it and then it went down a value and you increased the value to go back to what it was when I had stole it. That's why he's not paying anything. Shmuel Amar, Maos Yeshlo, Shevach Einlo. Maos he does, but not Shevach. That he doesn't have, which Rashi says will come on before his time. Palmini Rav Huna. The Kimmy has a question of Huna. Perish Lo, it's a Shevach Mao. What is the din if the seller said to the one buying it that he's going to give him money for the Shevach? Okay, so does he get for the Shevach? Or where is he going to get the Shevach from? Shmuel just said, you don't get the Shevach. What happens if he Dafka said it? You're going to give it to him. Rashi says, Kishamachalo, Hisnaim, Gitrifu, Miyotchav, someone takes it. Asham Lacha is a Shevach. Then what's going to be the din? Time of the Shmuel, Mishum de lo perish Shvacha, is the reason Shmuel says that he doesn't get the Shevach. Because he didn't say out specifically he's getting it. V'hacha perishnai. Here he said straight up that he said he's going to. Although the time of the Shmuel, the reason Shmuel is given to Leslie Karka, that since the land doesn't belong to him in the first place, then Mechse Karibis. Now it looks like Ribis if he's giving him extra, if he's paying him even more. And therefore, even if he Dafka says he's going to pay back, he doesn't do it. Amalu in Vilav Virafio Bidei. He said to him, yeah, sure. Then he said, wait a minute, no. And then he was just unsure what's going on. Rashi says, Tchil Amr in, V'chodzo Amr Lehu V'Amr Lav. Rafi Haya Dover B'yado, it was weak in his hands, it was loose. Shaloya Yodea, Taimel Shal Dover Yafi. He didn't really know this, understand it well. Itmar. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Mos Yishlo, the one who bought, he has money, Shevach in lo, but he doesn't get the Shevach. Afa Pisha Perish lo, it says Shevach, you know, he said he's going to take, you know, he took responsibility for it. My time out come, Kivin Dekarka in lo, he doesn't have the Karka, Schar Mosav Omen Vinotel. This guy, this land, it wasn't his. And again, it's going to look like Ribbis, like he's taking some sort of Schar Mosav Omen Vinotel, he's taking. Esvi Ravel of Nachman, okay, in Motzi, and we're not Motzi. Lachilas Peros. This is a Mishnah in Gittin, right? Now, we know that what happens is if someone goes and borrows money from somebody, I borrow money from you. So now you have a lien on my property, and if I sell a bunch of property, you could go and take it from the government Lekuchos. Now, what happens if I sell it to 10 people? The halach is that you go to the last person that I sold it to. So it'd be worthwhile for a person to make sure that the person you're buying from, that you're taking from, he has a lot of property there. So if someone comes and takes, they'll take from that property first. But what happens if the one you're buying from has a lot of different type of expenses to pay people and there's no actual amount that you're going to be able to protect yourself with, then we're worried people aren't going to want to buy things anymore. And in order to make sure that doesn't happen, they set up a law that ein motzien la'achilas peros, for peros, l'shevach karkos, so the amount of value that it goes up in land. So that type of stuff, from in order to make sure the world can exist. No one's going to ever want to buy a field from his friend. Why? No person has some sort of chov on him. It's no set amount. Because no one can be careful with it. Says Gemara. So now, lo mafkinan. You can't take it from the Nechasa Mishubadam. Hi, B'nei Chorin, Mafkinah. But that means to say you can take it from things that are B'nei Chorin. V'katani Mia, and the Mishnah seems to say nonetheless, L'shevach Karkos, or L'shevach Karkos for the land, for the improvement of land. Mishnah is saying that he's not able to go and collect. The buyer can't collect from the sold property, which means that he is able to collect from the seller's own property. My, now what are we talking about in the Mishnah? La belokech mi gazlin? Are we talking about a case of someone who's buying something from a gazlin, from a robber, and he's coming from the seller in order to get the shevach that was taken from him? And therefore the Mishnah is saying that the buyer of the stolen property is compensated by the seller for the shevach, which goes against Rav Nachman. That's Gemara lo bebalchov. It's talking about where he bought a situation where it's taken by the Balchov or that party who like was owed money. And in that case, it doesn't look like ribbis if the one who bought it gets paid back by the seller for the Shevach. Rav Nachman, that it says the one who buys stolen property doesn't get by the seller that still stands as it was. Says Gemara, Iba Balchov. If you want to talk about a case, it's talking about the Balchov, then Ema Reisha. Let's look at the Reisha, first part of the Mishnah. Ema Tzin L'Achilas Peros. Says we don't take from property that was sold for Achilas Peros. So Iba Balchov, but it's referring to the being compensated, if we're talking about the compensation of the one who's buying for produce, which is good stuff, which is, you know, Peros, which was taken by this Balchov with the land. Balchov mi isle peri. Does the Balchov have the right to go and take the peros over here? The Amar Shmuel Balchov goves a shevach. Shevach in of a peros lo. And therefore, it can't be talking about that coming from Balchov. Ella pshita begozel v'nigzal. It's obvious that this first case of the Mishnah is talking about someone who steals land and sells it. And then the one from whom it was stolen comes and takes it back and the peros. Midereisha begozel v'nigzal, sefenami begozel v'nigzal. Yet the Mishnah still implies that the buyer can be compensated by the thief for the shevach, which goes against Rav Nachman. So the Gemara midi iria. What, you really think that that's a response over here? What, that's your argument? How are you comparing the two over here? Aha kid the Isa, aha kid the Isa. The first case that we're discussing about being compensated for the peros is talking about what applies to it. meaning stolen land that's taken by the original owner. V'halkidis, and the second one is talking about getting payback for the shevach, speaks about that what applies to it, whatever that is. It's talking about land that wasn't stolen, that was taken by the creditor. So if Nachman's din about stolen property still stays the same, and the guy doesn't get paid back for the shevach. I v'hal lo taniachi, but we didn't say that. It wasn't taught like that. L'shevach karkos keitzad. Says Rashi, there's a brisa, right? Lo tani achi b'brisa Allah. A brisa that we have, the Achmas Nisan on that Mishnah, the Ein Motzien, the Tukma of Baal Chov that was established to be Baal Chov. Back into the, let's read inside. V'halo tani achi l'shevach karkos keitzad. What's the case of shevach karkos? Harisha gazel sada mechavero. Someone steals a field from his friend. Right? He yotze mitachas yado and now leaves his possession. Kishu gova when he collects. Meaning the compensation for that which he lost, govas a karen min nechasa mishabadim. He can get the karen, the amount that he had paid for it, the principal. He gets from nechasa mishabadim. Ushevach govim nechasa minecharen. He gets from minecharen. Hechi damina. What are we talking about? Elim miketegatan. If you want to say that it's like it just says over there, and the thief didn't sell the stolen property, as Rashi says, it's just taken away from him. Gazlan miman gavi. Who is he supposed to go and collect from? He didn't lose anything. He just took someone's land and they took it back. Ella, lavke go and chigazel said to mechaver. I must be talking about the case where he steals from his friend. Umacho la'achor, and he sells it to someone else, vishbicha. And then it gets better. It improves. That guy makes it better, the one he sold it to. And as Rashi says, when it says the lashon and it now leaves from him, what does that mean? Vare he bedin yotze mitachas yado shalokeach. Alma isle shevach shivcha lelokeach l'megazan. You see that there is shevach that goes from the gazan, which goes against Rav Nachman, who says that he doesn't get for the shevach. Amale, he says back, lav teruza kometaritz. I understand. You came along and you explained this brisa a particular way. Taritz nami, if you want to explain it, then explain it like this. Bebalkov. We could say that it's talking about land that wasn't stolen, which was sold, and then it was grabbed by the Lukuchos. And since the brisa is not clear anyway, you're not giving me a rye over here. You just decided to explain it in the way that works for you. Tosha Melech tried to figure this out. Again, what we're saying over here is Rav Nachman says that the one who buys does not gain compensation for the seller for the shevach, the stuff that was stolen. So now, Tosha Melech, let's see if this is, let's try to see if this is alive. L'achilas peros keitzad. What is the case of getting compensated for achilas peros, for produce? Harisha gazel sadam echaveru. I steal land from my friend. Varei hi yotze mitachas yado, and it leaves my hand. Kishihu gova. When he comes to collect for the loss, which is strange, because what loss did I have over here? But we're going to explain that. Shugova govas a karen min nechasa mishabadim, a peros gova min nechasa min echaren. I get the karen from the nechasa mishabadim, and the peros from bnei charen. Now, says Gemara, tell me, what are we talking about? Elim, the Gitan, if you want to say it's like we just said over here, and really I didn't even sell the property, then Gazam, Miman Gavi, who am I going to go and get compensation from? Ella, Lav, Kegon, Shegazel, Stad Mechavero, Umarcha, La'acha, Vishbicha. That I stole it and I sold it to you, and then you went and improved it. And now you have the Paris over there, and it gets all good and dandy. Rashi says, "Venasu Paris Gemurin, Venigzal Lokha Imperusea, Veinu Nosein Ella Yitzia, Dekaamar Arai, Ashevach V'Katani Lokeh Chozer V'Govim Megazlan Min HaMechurarin." That is you who I sold it to. I'm the God, and I sold it to you. You can go and claim. You can get compensation from me for the fruits that were taken by the original, by the real owner of this, and that was taken with the land. So what comes out over here, that even though the land wasn't mine, and the money that went to me is just like a loan, this compensation that you're going to get for the payros is not looked at as ribbis, which goes against what Rav Nachman said. Oh. Amarava says, no, nice try. It's not what you think. Hach of my skin. What are we talking about here? Kigon shegazel sada mechaver umalei peros. I stole a field from somebody, and it's full of fruits. V'achal es peros, and they ate all the fruits. The chafer balbor v'sichad maros. They start digging pits and ditches and caves. The valley of the land goes down. But nigzal ligbos
the Karen, and now the one who I stole it from comes, he wants to get back the principal of the field itself, Govim Nechosim Mishabadim, he can collect from my Nechosim Mishabadim stuff that I had sold after I stole it, and Ba Nigzal Ligwas Peros, and when the one who the field was stolen from comes to collect for the produce, Govim Nechosim B'nei Chorin. So when you, the one I stole it from, you're going to come now and you want to get the Karen, you take it from Nishabadim, and you want to get for the Peros, then you take from B'nei Chorin. So you didn't knock off Rav Nachman, it's talking about a different case. That's the way Rav explains it. But Rabba by Rav Huna Amar, he says, no, what are we talking about here? Kigon, beep, turn the page. Tesvav, Shenatlu Masikin. We're talking about a case. What does it mean when it says in the Braisa that the field leaves its possession? It's talking about from me, the thief. I come and I take your field, and then it leaves my possession. What are we talking about? You have Masikin that are coming over here. What are Masikin? Rashi says, Anosim Akum Natlum in a Gazlan. You have these hooligans that are coming from the government, the Goisha hooligans, and they come and they take it from me. How is that so? I hear like, oh no, you have these people coming and they're going to take stuff, people's fields. And I say, you know what? Take this field of mine if you're going to take. And it's the one that I stole. So Natulu Masikin. And in such a case over there, according to this, that when it leaves from my property and goes to these people, Masikin. Bon Nigzal Ligbos Karen, when the one who got stolen from, meaning you come and you want to get the Karen, Govim Nechosim Shibatim, Bon Nigzal Ligbos Peres, Govim Nechosim B'nei Chorin. So we have two answers so far. That is that of Rava and that of Rabba. And we're going to have to take a look, Be'ez Hashem, when we continue on this, why it is that each one doesn't hold like the other. And you know we're going to do that? Right this second, because only a few lines. Rav Amar Lo Amar Karaba by Rav Huna, Harei Hi Yotze Mitachas Yado, Bedina Mashma. Because when the Raisa says the field leaves the robber's possession, it means Bedina, legally. And not something which is forced by someone coming to go and take it. And Varaba by Rav Huna, Lo Amar Karaba, when he said like him, the second answer, Harei Hi Yotze Mitachas Yado, it says that the field leaves his yad, be'ena mashma. And what does that mean? It seems to imply that it's leaving and it's an original state, that it didn't get ruined in any way, shape, or form. According to you, it went down because you did all these digging and all that kind of stuff. Rashi says, Kamosha Haisa, Velosha Chafar Baboros, they didn't make any boros, any sort of pits in it. In any event, both of these Rabbah and Rava are coming to show that Rav Nachman's din is still alive. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, picking up next time, B'ezer Hashem, with another answer to show if Nachman's still alive. Until next time, we're going to stop over here, and I wish all y'all a great, great day.